listening to The Fuzz, NBA podcast.
Welcome to a free agency edition of The Fuzz. It's Michael Keith and I've got Byron James with me.
Captain, how's it going?
Good, man. It's election day here in Australia, but we do not give a single flying fuck.
We don't care. All I care about is fucking Mozgov getting $85 million.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how much did he get?
Something like that.
We'll be back right after this tune.
So like we said, it's Saturday. Free agency is well underway. We've already had a couple of big deals, but anything could happen as we speak. By the end of this podcast, something else big could go down.
It's all happening live as we're talking, so we're going to be giving fresh updates as we go along and, yeah, just discuss what's already happened.
We've got Twitter locked and loaded. So if you hear that sound, that's just me refreshing to see if there's been a Woj bomb. But so far, there's been no Woj bombs. We only just got started, so you just never know. Give it some time, hey?
Yeah. And what's been the biggest bomb today, in your opinion?
I've been following the Andre Iguodala tweets. Have you seen that stuff?
No.
He put this random tweet out because so they just had their sit down with Kevin Durant, the Warriors, and Iggy was there. And just this random tweet, all it says is, nah, B. Like, N-A-H space B. Nah, B. like he accidentally fucked up. Like, he was meant to be tweeting back to somebody or tweeting something else, but he's just accidentally just put it as his main tweet.
Yeah, right.
And a few people have been talking about it.
Did he pin it? Is it a pinned tweet?
No, it's just up there in his tweets. But if you go back a tweet just from that, Kent Bazemore actually tweets at him and says, like, bruh, like, way to be screening my calls, bruh. And then, so this is just before that tweet.
Really?
And then, yeah, and then Iggy writes back to that going, huh? Question mark. And then there's a whole bunch of punters just talk shit, retweet, whatever. And then next thing is just this random tweet from Andre Iguodala just goes, nah, B.
Just that's amazing.
Like, I don't know what's going on there, but it's so fun to guess what might be going on.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Either way, I think Iggy might be hanging out with OJ Mayo smoking some weed.
Oh, yeah. Poor OJ. He's out of here.
Yeah. 2 years. Goodbye.
Goodbye, OJ. Has to be said, our boy Matthew Dellavedova has agreed to sign with the Bucks 4 years, $38 million.
That's awesome. That's awesome for Deli.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud of Deli.
He becomes the third highest paid Australian athlete, like currently, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The Cavs have a chance, because he's a restricted free agent, the Cavs had a chance to match that offer sheet.
But going off LeBron's tweet, he's out of there.
Yeah. LeBron pretty much sealed that fate, though.
So love you, little bro. Goodbye.
And he also tweeted out to Timo.
Yeah.
Timofey Mozgov.
How's the Mozgov deal?
Mate, it's insane. It's just insane.
That was the first major signing that went down, hey, and that was just...
And it set the bar.
Yeah. I mean, we've got an increased cap this season, but...
I think it's interesting. I mean, everyone's joking about the money and stuff like that, but seriously, in a couple of years when the cap flattens off, because it's increasing in increments, but it's eventually going to flatten off.
Yeah, it's got to.
Once the cap becomes stable, the players who are free agents that year aren't necessarily going to get this crazy money. It's just that every team's got room.
Yeah.
And so the players who are getting deals now and next year are getting ridiculous money, and the players after that might not. So you're going to have like some of these guys that are getting
Let's look at Mike Conley. He's like the highest paid NBA player of all time right now.
He signed the biggest deal of all time. Yeah, I know. It's insane. I mean, at least Mike Conley's kind of somewhat of a star, but I'm talking about guys like Bazemore is getting offered twice as much as what Wade's getting offered right now.
Yeah, crazy.
And I mean, it's going to be interesting for locker room dynamics, don't you think? Like, imagine someone comes fresh to a new team, someone like a mid-level player, like a Bazemore.
Yeah.
Say he gets 20-odd million a year, he goes into a team, the star players on that team are only on, say, 15, 16 million.
Yeah.
And they're going to be for a few years.
You'd think it's got to create a little bit of...
Yeah.
A little bit of jealousy.
Just think about everyone out there. Just think about your work situation. Just imagine
you're doing the same amount of work, the same workload, and
so on. Or you're even better at your job.
Yeah.
And you've been there longer.
Yeah.
And somebody new comes in and gets paid a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, totally. It would get to you.
There's going
to
be some ruffled feathers, I reckon.
Yeah, 100%.
Anyway, the big ticket guy is obviously Kevin Durant. We haven't really talked that much about him. So, what's your take so far?
Well, last night on Twitter and into this morning, there was a lot of certainty that KD was just going to stay with OKC. which I always thought he would, at least for 1 year anyway, see out Russ's contract and give it one more effort to get the chip. But now it's like he's come out of the Clippers meeting and it was mind-blowing.
Yeah, I know.
And Golden State's presentation impressed him too, so who knows? But yeah, KD is the major ticket.
I'd go as far as to say whatever team he decides to play with next year, they're going to be the favourites. Because he's not going to go and play for someone random like Boston.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, Warriors with him would be amazing. Clippers with him without losing any of the other big three they've already got would just be insane.
That would be so deadly.
And even if he went to the Spurs, which is starting to feel like a bit of a long shot, that team would be incredible as well. If he goes to the Heat, I just don't see how that's... I think the Heat's got so many question marks that I don't see that being a reality right now.
It's Chris Bosh. That's
the Bosh and also Dwayne Wade. Who knows what's going on with them? But KD, he sort of seems to have all the balls in his courts.
Definitely, mate.
So who knows? It'd be interesting to see what he does. But if you were KD, what would you do? Just purely basketball wise.
I would not go to Golden State and I probably wouldn't go to Spurs just because if LeBron copped hate for going to Heat when he did, KD's got to cop so much more hate because these two teams are like already amazing. When LeBron went to Miami, they were like just a pretty average team, really.
Yeah, they kept getting knocked out in the first round, stuff like that. They were kind of rebuilding.
They were around that 40 win sort of mark. But if you're going to a team that's winning 73 wins and 68 wins, like.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I just don't know if I dig that. I'd say, okay, see, really, they should have won. They should have won the championship last season.
They were definitely, I mean, you can't really call them unlucky, but at the same time, like, I mean, they were clearly one of the best two or three teams. There was not much in it between the Cavs, OKC, and the Warriors in the end. You're right. For me, and I don't want to see this happen, if I was Kevin Durant, I'd go to the Warriors. Because they're in this weird situation where they've got one of the top two players in the league in Steph Curry, and he's only making $11 million next year.
Yeah.
And they've also got other guys, Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, who are also amongst the top players at their respective positions in the league.
I wonder what they'd be paying as title favourites if he goes there.
You wouldn't even be able
to. You wouldn't be allowed to bet on it.
It would just be stupid.
Yeah.
But what it does do, if he goes there, especially if he signs a multi-year deal now, it gives the Warriors the opportunity to then next year sign Steph Curry to a huge deal as well.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be starting to look at the luxury tax and stuff like that. But what they will have is four guys who are all in their mid to late 20s that could potentially just own the league for the next 5 years.
Yeah, dynasty.
So, I mean, that's just it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create a team like that. That sort of situation wouldn't arise again, you wouldn't think. When you get these three guys, three max players teaming up on teams like Miami.
The three best shooters in the league.
the way that it's happened in Golden State has been a bit more organic. It's like organically they've got this team now and now they can add this one big free agent, but it just so happens that organically they've created three of the best sort of 15 players in the league.
Yeah,
it is a bit of a crazy situation.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of it too is going to be based on what OKC can bring to the table as well.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's talk about Horford. He's a strong contender, which means they'd probably have to get rid of Canner.
Yeah.
But, gosh, that's a solid addition too.
It is, hey. Thinking about that starting five, if they can get Horford, that's pretty scary. I mean, Westbrook.
Oladipo.
Durant, Adams, and Horford. Mm. Is there a better starting five in the league?
The answer is no.
That's incredible. And then it's not like they've got no depth. Say they did that, they'd probably have to let Waiters go and they'd probably have to trade Canner.
Yeah.
But then they've got a whole bunch of stuff still on the bench. They've got Roberson.
Yeah. I like his game.
They've got a few other players. I can't think of them right now. Oh, they got that rookie.
Sabonis.
Yeah. And they got Ilya Sealer in that deal too. So
yeah, true.
They've potentially got something pretty awesome, OKC. Yeah. And I think that their roster would be hard for the Cavs to handle too. And the way the East is shaping up, there's no one who's going to be able to beat the Cavs in the East.
No.
So, you really, if you're in the West, you've got to put something together that can beat the Cavs.
What do you think of this Knicks team that Phil Jackson
is assembling? I love it, hey?